WOW, aims to enable people to make healthy lifestyle choices. In studio to talk about this, we have Prof. Vicky Lampert. Please tell me more about yourself.
Hi, Connor and Uma. Thanks so much, guys, for inviting me here today. I feel it's a real privilege, and I've learned a lot about your radio station and hope we can work more closely together. You can tell I've got a bit of an accent, still, and that's because I came to South Africa about 34 years ago. But this is my adopted country, and I've got kids and grandkids too here. I'm a professor in exercise science and sports medicine at the University of Cape Town, and my focus of my research is on physical activity and wellness in communities, particularly where people find challenges in terms of their environment or their economic means. So that's my focus.
So what inspired WOW?
I'll make it easy for you. We call it WOW. Okay, so you can call it WOW. And I think the WOW initiative actually was started by Dr. Frederick Murray, and he's actually in the Western Cape Department of Health, and he's kind of one of these, if you think about it, he's a spark plug. You know, he's somebody who actually knows how to mobilize communities. And Frederick, the Western Cape government is really concerned about the problem of overweight in the province, the problem of inactivity and also unhealthy eating, smoking and so on. And so WOW was really a wellness champions. And so the idea behind WOW is that we invite people in communities to undergo training, a bit like you guys undergoing training in terms of radio. They undergo training to be wellness champions. And so they can be in schools, or they can be in communities, or they can be workplaces, and they put up their hand and they say, okay, I'm gonna be a wellness champion. And then they undergo training for 3 days, or sometimes 4 days, and we continue to train them again. And there are about 600 of these wellness champions that we've trained over the last 3.5 years. And what they do is they go into communities, they invite people to join their groups, they have healthy eating talks, they actually go for community walks, they do activations in the public, and they help people make lifestyle changes.
How has this been received by the public?
It seems to be going pretty well. The province is really 100% in support of it, and we seem to be growing. So one of the things that we do is something called WOW Safe Play Streets. And Safe Play Streets is where a community actually asks to take over their street, and they work with the city, and they block off both ends of the street. And then they actually have an event where the kids can play on the street where there's no traffic, and we've got these going on in Guguletu. They're going on in about 3 communities. And now what's happened is that now there's a WOW Street Soccer Club. So it seems like it's kind of a snowball, you know, things happening and getting bigger. So they're over, I think, 80 groups now running in the province.
How did the public react to the initiative?
It's really good. I mean, but it's, you know, like anything, it's hard. You know, you like start with a bang and it's hard to keep it going. And so what we do is we have something called WOW Active Public. And so we have activations in different places in the province. We stretch as far as Parel and George, and so it spreads very far. And I think importantly, we have to keep, you know, this is great because now we tell more people about it. So using the radio and using WhatsApp and social media. So if you check out our Facebook page, for example, there's a WOW Facebook page, Western Cape on Wellness, you can actually see what people are doing as well.
How does this accommodate differently abled people?
That's a really good question. And when we first started WOW, we thought, perhaps we need to have WOW groups specifically for differently abled people. For example, people who might actually need a wheelchair to move about. And then we had a rethink about it, and we decided that we needed to just be more inclusive and actually just make sure that WOW was able, anybody could join any WOW group. And so part of our training now is actually training the WOW leaders to be ready and to think ahead to accommodate people who are differently abled, whether they're older, whether they're younger, whether they have a physical or any kind of intellectual impairment, that we're ready and that the WOW leaders can accommodate them.
What challenges do you face with WOW?
I think the biggest challenge is that we rely on volunteers. And when you rely on volunteers, people who give up their time and their energy, and they really don't expect anything back, but sometimes, you know, if your parents or your caregivers get busy, it's difficult to actually put their effort into the actual program. And so I think that's one of the challenges. I think the Western Cape weather is a challenge. I think we've got a fabulous group in Bonteville, the Bonteville Walking Ladies, and they're an amazing group of people, of women. And they have challenges in Bonteville because of crime and violence. So I think those things do interfere. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, keeping volunteers motivated to stay with the program.
Okay. As a part of WOW, I know you speak about sexual health and pregnancy. Do you run these programs with youth?
Well, it's interesting because, in fact, WOW doesn't really focus on sexual health. That's not really one of our messages. But if I could speak to what our plans are for youth, I think that would be really important. So we focus on early childhood. So, for example, how to help children to be more active and to move more and less screen time. That's really important. But one of the projects which we're about to start, and I was actually telling your station manager about this a little bit earlier, is something called citizen science. And what we're going to be doing with the youth and people like yourselves who are youth leaders is to invite them to actually gather information about their communities where it makes it difficult to be physically active or makes it difficult to eat healthy food, and get these citizen scientists involved in advocacy so that they can speak to city councilors or speak to people who can make a difference. So our plans for youth are very much in front of mind, and hopefully we'll get more youth trained as WOW champions in the coming months.
What health tips would you share with the patients listening now?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. That's the question I really want to speak to. So the most important thing, I think, from my side, is that in this world that we are living in now, there are more people that are physically inactive that smoke. Physical inactivity is one of the most important risk factors, and it's the cheapest to treat, it's the easiest to treat. And so what I'm going to say is the biggest health tip is to move more and sit less. That's the most important thing, move more and sit less. And if you can, try to get about 30 minutes of at least brisk walking 5 days a week. That's the best that you can do for your health. And then obviously sugar has got no place in a healthy diet. Added sugar, if you have 4 teaspoons in your tea, make it 2 or make it 1. And smoking is also one of the things that you must just really avoid at all costs. And if you must drink, to drink responsibly. But that obviously alcohol is also not something that's actually required for health. So those would be my tips.
Okay. Anything else you would like to say?
I just want to say that I think you guys are amazing. I think this radio station is remarkable. I feel like I've just stepped in a gold mine here of potential, and I really want to thank you for this invitation. It's been amazing.